What's up, y'all? Welcome to Pack Light. You don't want to miss this flight podcast. I'm your host, Rashida. And in here, we'll be reflecting on life, love, and every single thing in between. I mean, we're unpacking the good, the bad, the beauty, and the beast. So wherever you are, in your car, at your desk, in your room, or out taking a walk, tune in because it's about to get real loud and raw in here. Come on, let's start this healing journey. Hi, you guys, and welcome back to another episode of Pack Light. You don't want to miss this flight with me, Rashida, of course. I'm so excited about recording this new episode because I took a few months off of from my podcast platform, but I am excited to be back, especially with a new episode and to talk about this episode. Just a warning, this may trigger a lot of people. This may be a trigger warning for a lot of people, and I do want to say that before I get into this topic. And just a reminder, I know I've said this a couple times in my episodes, but I really, really, really want you guys to understand that my podcast platform, my topics, everything that I talk about, everything that I say is 1,000% opinionated. It is 1,000% my experiences, my truth, my, you know, things that I've witnessed, you know, these are not facts. These are not, things that I'm just saying, to try to make you feel like I'm telling the truth or I'm trying to like embed it into your mind, like to think this way. Y'all, these are my opinions, like 100%, 1,000% my opinions. But the reason why I do podcast episodes, the reason why I started this whole Pack Light, You Don't Want to Miss This Flight podcast journey is because I want to be the voice for people who may not have one. I want to say things that people may not know how to say, or people may feel things and they don't know how to verbally put it together. I want to be that voice. I want to be that person that a person out in the world can listen to and say, you know what? I never thought about it like that. Or I feel that way, I just never knew how to say it. Or I can relate to that. Or I've been feeling that way, but I never wanted to say something. And it feels good to know that somebody out there can relate to it. I do my podcast episodes 100% for the relation to others. I want people to be able to feel like they can relate to me, and I want people to feel like I can relate to them. That is so important to me. That's the only reason why I do this. I love it. I love the fact that somebody can, even if it's just one person in the world, y'all, even if it's just one person, I want to be able to reach out to someone through this podcast episode or any podcast episode, and I want them to feel like, wow, like, you know, she is speaking my truth, and sometimes your truth is my truth, and sometimes my truth is your truth, and I want to share that. I want to have that common denominator of relation to each other. Like I said, even if it's just one person in the world that I can reach out to, and people, and they can say, you know, I feel her, I can relate to that. That's my life. That was my life. Or if this ever becomes my life, then I have something that I can go listen to try to take pointers on. So y'all, that is so important to me. But I just wanted to say that before I get into this episode topic, that yes, everything that I say is my experiences, my truth, the things that I've witnessed and are my opinion. You know, you do not have to disagree. It's okay if you do not disagree. It's okay if this is not your life. You know, I want everybody to hear what, you know, it's a peek into my world. So yes, I wanted to get that out the way before I get started on this, because I feel like that's very, very, very important. That's reassurance. Like, and like I said, I've mentioned it in a couple of my episodes, but I want to keep reminding people, you know. And I love what I do. I love speaking on my podcast because I just love the fact that I can be talking to someone that may be going through the same thing. And I love, love, love the idea that I am helping someone, even if I might not know them, you know. But yes, I wanted to get that out the way. Now let's get into this episode. Like I said, this may be a trigger warning for a lot of people, but I base a lot of my podcast episodes off of uncomfortable conversations. I don't want to tiptoe around things. I want to go straight through it, talk about it, you know, talk about the topics that's kind of being swept up under the rug and, you know, things of that nature. So today, as you can see, y'all, today's episode is called Are Black Women Being Overly Obsessive with Their Sons a Trauma Response? And I just want to go through on what I think about the black woman and the black son. And I have no children. I don't have no children. And this just goes back to why I say everything that I say is opinionated. It's from what, you know, I've witnessed, you know, things that I've seen, things that I've heard, things that, you know, I feel. So, again, these are my opinions. I don't have any kids. I don't have a son. I don't have a daughter. I don't have children, period. But these are what I think. You know, these are things that I think. So, in my perspective, a lot of black women compare their black sons to the men that they've been with romantically. And I'm not talking about like in an incest way where they want to have sex with them. No, I'm talking about they have this hold. And you will find it in a lot of single black mamas, you know what I'm saying? Single black mothers. A lot of single black mamas have this, connection with their sons. And like I said, I feel like it's a comparison to the men that they've been with romantically, because they feel like he's a man. My son is a man. This is a man, you know. And so it's kind of a comparison. And you'll find a lot of women say things like, I love my son so much. He's the only man I need. You know, like things like that, phrases like that, I feel like has a deep-rooted problem attached to it. There's something rooted. There's trauma rooted in those responses. You know, it's something rooted in black women saying, my son is the only man I'll ever need, because I feel like that's traumatic. That's a trauma response to things that you've been through with a man that probably did you wrong, you know. And it doesn't make you a bad person. It doesn't make you a bad mama, you know, because a lot of black women don't even know that these are deep-rooted issues. So a lot of black women don't even know that this is a trauma response to the things that they've been through with men in their lives, men that's lied or cheated or beat it on them, you know, things of that nature. And so I just want to talk about this because I feel like it's not really talked about. And like I said, my podcast episodes are more for the uncomfortable conversations, the things that people don't really like to talk about, but it kind of needs to be talked about. And I'm all about being realistic. I'm all about the reality of things and just uncovering the truth. And that's why I named this Pack Light, You Don't Want to Miss This Flight, because I feel like we're unpacking that trauma. We're trying to peel back the layers of those traumatic experiences and the way we feel about things. But yes, so I see on Facebook a lot, y'all. I see on Facebook a lot when there's a, and it's mostly younger, in the younger generation, when young Black women get pregnant and they find out that they are having a little boy, they say things like, I find a lot of captions that they put saying something to the gist of, God knew to give me you. God knew that I needed real love. God knew that I needed a son. God knew that I needed a man to love me. That is, it break my heart, honestly, to see things like that, because I feel like those are trauma responses to men that they've been with. And when women, because you find a lot of young Black women, they get pregnant, you know, and it happens to a lot of people. They meet a guy, think he's the one, get pregnant by him, and then things start going left. That's not all the time, but that's some of the time. It's a lot of the times, really, you know, if we're being realistic. And then they end up pregnant and they're single, or they end up new mamas and they're single, you know. So I feel like when women say things like that, it is definitely in comparison to the men that they've been with romantically. And I don't think that they know that. I don't think that they can see that. And Black mamas love their Black sons. Like that post on Facebook that has been viral for a couple years, that says, Black mamas will kick they daughters out, but let their son stay with them for the rest of their life with no problem. And it went viral because a lot of people feel that way. And this has been going on for years. This just didn't start 20 years ago. This has been going on for years and years, years, years back down the line, where a lot of Black mamas will be like that. You know, and like I said, it comes from a lot of single Black mamas. They have this undying connection with their Black sons that they don't really share with their Black daughters a lot of the times. And I feel like that's why that post went viral, because people can really, really relate to that. And it's crazy how all over the world people can relate to either being the Black son, being the Black daughter, being the Black daughter friend, or the Black auntie. And they can see that. They can see that a lot of those things happen. And it's hurtful. It's hurtful. You know, that's not a good feeling to feel like I'm a Black daughter and I got a Black brother and my Black mama don't ever say nothing to him. But the moment I smack my lips, or the moment I roll my eyes, is get the fuck out of my motherfucking house. Or you think you too grown. Get your ass up out of my house. And they start to feel like the house is not big enough for two women. Like, no, it's just one. It's just got to be one woman up in here, you know. And so I've heard that. I've seen that. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I don't have any children. So I haven't experienced it biologically, you know, with my kids, but I have seen it. I have heard it. I have witnessed it. You know what I'm saying? So I can share my experiences about this. And I'm gonna say this, and this may offend a lot of women that's listening to this, but this phrase bothers me a lot. I see a lot of women that have sons, and their son is probably like 7, 8, 9, you know, somewhere around that age. Kind of when a child is kind of old enough to learn about responsibility. And I hear a lot of women say to their sons, you the man of the house. No, he's the child of the house. You know, he's not a man. He's a growing young man, but he's not the man of the house. You know, that phrase bothers me because I feel like they put on, I feel like responsibility is being put on the child that is not theirs to have. I feel like telling young boys that they're the men of the house, it put them in a mode that kind of make them no longer an innocent child, but it puts responsibilities on them that, like I said, are not theirs to have in the first place. I don't feel like young black men, young black sons, I don't feel like that they are the man of the house. I feel like they are the child of the house, the son of the house, you know? And like I said, this may offend people, but this is just how I feel, you know? This is how I feel. I feel like if you want a man of the house, then that's when a man of the house come into play. That's when a man comes into your life and steps in and take on that role of the man of the house. But I don't think it's right to make young black boys feel like they have to walk with their chest out throughout the house as a man would. You know, you know, but that's how I feel. That phrase bothers me a lot. You know, it bothers me. I'm not going to lie. And that's why I'm talking about it. It bothers me when I hear mamas say that, especially black mamas, when I hear them say that. And I say a lot of single black mamas. I feel like it's in a lot of single black mama households, because I've seen a few black households that has a black wife, a black husband, and black children, and it's not like that, you know? it's not like that. The black married woman does not have that overly obsessive connection with their black sons, because I don't think that they feel like there's a reason to be that way. I don't feel like they think that I have to be that way because I have a black man in this house that can show my black son the way. But a lot of single black mamas, they don't have that, you know? And I hate so much for my black women to feel like their black sons are the only man that will ever love them no matter what. It hurt me to hear those words. It hurt me to see black women say, I know my son will love me forever. I know my son is a man that I never have to question his loyalty. I know my son is a man that I'll never have to worry about hurting me, because it's all in connection to the men who have hurt you, the men who have wronged you, the men who have stepped over you and done you wrong and gave you the bare minimum and expected you to accept it. I feel like it's all in comparison to that. That's how I feel. Now, I could be wrong, but that's my personal perspective intake on it. That's my take on when I see or I hear black mamas say things like that. And like I said, this isn't to bash no woman, none, because I am a woman advocate. I love women. I love women so much. And I've said this on plenty of episodes. I love women. This is not a bash. I am saying this for acknowledgement. I am saying this to look at this in a deeper way, that this may be a reason why you feel like this, or this may be a reason why your mama act like this, or your sister act like this, or your auntie act like this. That, you know, it is a deep, there's something rooted to this. There's something rooted to women saying that they know that no matter what they do, that their sons will love them. No matter what happened, that they have a man in their life, which is their son, that will love them, will always come back to them, will always need them. I feel like that's a trauma response. I feel like there's something, there's a deep-rooted problem with that. And like I said, this isn't to bash nobody. And I'm not trying to make no woman, mama, or anything feel bad about if they've said these things or about if they felt this way. But this is acknowledgement. I want to say these things so that you may think about, you know, like this may be connected to a deeper issue than just me wanting a son to love me. Me wanting a child to love me. You know, to ask yourself, like, this may be different. This may be something else. You know, I think it's me just saying I want a son, but it may be connected to something deeper than me just wanting a son. And so that's just how I feel about it. That's pretty much all I have to say about this episode. Reminder, this is my opinion, my thoughts, my experiences, my way of thinking, like the things that I've thought about, the things that I feel. And maybe you feel it too. Maybe you feel it too. And you, maybe nobody has ever said it in that way or made you think about it in that way. Or maybe you have thought about it in that way and you are happy that somebody else can, you know, relate to that. But that's all for this episode. I know that this episode was probably a little hard. And like I said, this wasn't to offend nobody. And I wasn't trying to bash anybody. It was just to try to shine light, you know, on certain situations. But I love you guys. I thank you so, so, so much for listening. I hope you guys have a happy Thanksgiving, because this is Thanksgiving Eve. I'm recording this Thanksgiving Eve, and I hope you guys have amazing holidays, and I hope you guys have very, very, very low vibration plates, because I know I'm having one or two and probably one on the way. But yes, I hope you guys have an amazing Thanksgiving. If I don't record another episode before Christmas, I hope you guys have an amazing Christmas, New Year's. I hope you guys stay beautiful, stay you. And I will see you guys on the next episode. Mwah. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Pack Light. You don't want to miss this flight. I really hope you guys enjoyed it. If you don't mind, please rate and review this for me. And I'll be back next week with another episode. Until next time.